Yes, in general, but you know, I've worked with Focus over the years, and I think they're a fantastic charity, and you know, this is a problem that is very, very visible in our cities around the country, and I think you can't really escape it. You know, you're walking around town and you see it, and so it's something that I thought I'd like to help out with, and it's a great idea, and you know, it's. Very proactive, and that's the sort of thing that I like to support.
Yeah, because you've been away for 14 years in London, and now you're back. What's that like?
Well, the mad thing is that I've been away working since we moved, so I've only really been back
5 minutes
occasionally, the occasional weekend.
Oh.
But we're very happy, and you know, just being able to have the possibility of seeing my family and friends more often when I do stop working, I'm really looking forward to it. And yeah, the kids are very happy and everyone's very happy.
What brought you home?
I don't know. Just, I think you're away long enough and eventually you start approaching a certain phase in your life and you go, right, I think you want to be close to the people that are important to you and, you know, you want your kids to have that sense of community and to be able to get to the countryside. I love London. I loved living there. It's a brilliant town, but I feel like I kind of done it, you know.
Oh yeah. And what about music? I didn't realise you were playing in a band before you were acting. Do you still play?
Well, I'm I mess around, you know.
If we were to break out Zappa, I'm the Slime, would you be able to play it on guitar?
Absolutely. No, never could. Never could. Less of a possibility now than before. I'm still a fan of Zappa.
What about Bowie?
Yeah, it's terribly sad.
Oh man. You know, I know it's a couple of weeks later, but we've had, you know, quite a lot of big... I mean, even in the acting world, what about Alan Rickman?
Yeah.
That's also very, very sad, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? Simon Pegg said something extraordinary about David Bowie, and I thought, you know, and all the eulogies and everything that's been written about him and the obituaries and all that, I thought that Simon Pegg said, if you're feeling sad, remember the Earth is 400 billion years old. Mm. And you are lucky enough to live at the same time as David Bowie.
Yeah.
I thought that just summed it up.
That's beautiful.
We are lucky.
Isn't it? And unfortunately, I mean, I guess we're living at a time where a lot of these big music heads that burnt a soundtrack of our lives are starting to, unfortunately, fade away. And it's almost a sad time to be looking at these guys heading into their 70s and 80s and things like that, because this is, you know, it's par for the course.
Mm.
Listen, I wanted to ask you one quick thing about being an actor, right? For one of your recent movies, you lost a hell of a lot of weight.
Oh, Heart of the Sea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How on earth do people in your line of business do what they do as quickly as they do it? I mean, I read something about Christian Bale learning to play drums in 6 weeks.
He was good on the drums. I saw that movie. yeah, I always say if you've nothing else to do in your life.
Yeah, because it's your job, isn't it? You're being paid to learn these things. You're gonna have to do it, aren't you?
You can't get out of it because in 6 weeks' time or whatever it may be, the cameras are going to start rolling and you're either going to look like a clown or you're going to look like you've got some facility for it.
So is it just day in, day out, you're in there, learn?
Yeah, and well, actors learn a lot of pointless skills very quickly and then
forget about
abandon them very quickly. Yeah, that tends to be the way.
I read HHH during the summer. You're going to be doing that as well, aren't you?
There's two versions of that story.
Yeah.
So I'm doing a film, I shot a film called Anthropoid with Jamie Dornan, which is based on the same real life events that HHHH is based on.
Mm.
So it's two films being shot about the same story, which is...
It's a phenomenal read.
Yes, great book.
It's a great book.
But I'd heartily recommend you go and see Anthropoid.
Okay. I hear you.
Of course.
And I'm fully all over that. has Ireland been good to you since you've come back? You mentioned earlier that you haven't been around all that much because you're in and out and you're working this, that and the other. But to the family, you know, have we been okay? Because sometimes we're a bit of a nation of, who does your man think he is? Is there, you've been, you know, treated okay?
I think so. I mean...
You're back.
I read somewhere that, you know, politicians, ugly buildings and whores, if they stick around long enough, you know, people accept them. I feel like for some reason I've fallen into that category. So people, you know, people just let you alone and they're happy enough because I've been around long enough now and people kind of know how I go about things. I think so. People are fairly fairly relaxed about
Leave
it.
Leave you alone.
You scare my wife.
Oh, no!
Scarecrow. Scare the bejays out of her.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Red Eye.
All right.
Scare the bejays out of her.
No, only because you were so convincing.
Good, I suppose.
No, sorry.
That was the...
that was the intention.
Yeah.
Man, we're delighted that you're involved in our Radiothon, that you're helping out with Focus Ireland. It's going to be a good couple of days on Nova. I've just finished binge-watching Making a Murderer and Peaky Blinders keeps popping up there. Should I give that a go?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I heartily recommend you watch Peaky Blinders, and all your listeners do also, after they contribute to the Radiothon.